Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Jose Galison. You're watching No Way Jose. You can find me on the No Way Jose YouTube channel. You can also find me all the major audio podcatchers and Odyssey as well. Credit to Justin Campbell or on Twitter at jcant1521 for the intro. Hit him up for any of your podcasting needs. If you're a fellow podcaster such as myself, he'll do good work for you, whether it be intros or clips or whatever, what have you. He's a man of many talents in this sphere, and he does do commissions for stuff like that. He works for a lot of the big dogs in this realm, so hit him up, and he can help you out for sure. Today, my guest is David Brady of the Road to Providence podcast. If you're watching, the 17th is a live stream. It's only available the day of. Patrons get immediately. The lowest level is $2. So it gets you, basically what happens is I do the live stream on the 17th today. Then I will then immediately after pull it down, private, unlisted, whatever. And in the meantime, about a week later, I'll put it up public. In the meantime, it's only available for patrons. And like I said, the lowest level is $2 for that. Patreon.com. So it's No Way Jose 2020. The highest level is 20. There's other ones in between, but I'm not going to bore you with all the details. The highest level is the sponsor one. I read them off every episode. I have CD McRae of the Whiskey and Tea podcast. So I actually just saw she has a GoFundMe out right now. So go check that out. I may have retweeted it. Maybe I'll put it in the show description. Whenever I do release it publicly. Definitely go. I guess she's trying to move to Florida. I don't know all the details of her personal situation, but I guess she's got some rough stuff going on there, and she's trying to move to the free state of Florida. Fuck that New Hampshire noise. Then I also have Jeremy. I just had him on recently because I'll have my patrons. I let them come on sometimes and we'll do episodes. I had him on just recently. It'll be the last episode. If you're watching the 17th, it's the last episode that's available. But I forget the name of it, but it was Jeremy. And then he has an Etsy, etsy.com/shop/raisingliberty. Follow him on Twitter at Jeremy Rhymes. I also have Mikkel Thorup of the Expat Money Show. Definitely go check him out if you're someone looking into that type of content. If you're, especially if you're someone of a little bit more means and you're trying to move towards liberty, something along the lines of moving out of the country, he's definitely your guy. He knows all the details. He can help you out with that. And with that, today, the topic actually today, I'll let you guys know what the topic is. David Brady, he put something on a line, said something along the lines of, well, I'm trying to want to get into working out and I want somebody to help. And anyone's put any sort of decent amount of time into working out knows that, that's not a Twitter question. You can just answer that in like a sentence or two. There's a lot that goes into it. It's different for every person. Depends on your goals. Depends on a whole lot of things. So we'll go into that today. And I think this will be a great resource for people who are in the same predicament, because that's a lot of people. A lot of people don't have. I was either 11 or 12. I started working out. My stepdad was big into bodybuilding and powerlifting, and my mother was a personal trainer. So I started from a very young age. I played three sports a year. I also did martial arts, I'd do while working out every single day. So this is something I just kind of grew up with. So a lot of us take it for granted that a lot of people, that's not their background. So as they get older, they want to get into that. They don't really have a base of understanding, and not everyone's put in almost two decades worth of, time into learning this shit. A lot of the stuff that I've done with this libertarian stuff, how I've gone deep dives, learning about theory and stuff. I've gone through that same exact thing with fitness. I've forgotten more about fitness than a lot of people know altogether. But I do want to let you guys know I'm not some fucking expert. I'm just a dude who's worked out for well over a decade. Uh, was I powerlifted as a young guy, had a lot of records. I've done all sorts of sports. I've been in every different shape you can think of. I've been ripped. I've been huge. I've been all over the place. So I'm pretty good. I mean, generally speaking, I usually focus more on like being strong. Somewhere like powerlifting type thing with maybe an edge of like bodybuilding, but I've done the CrossFit shit and like been in that type of shape before. But I mean, I'm not gonna lie, this shit's kind of gay, but whatever, some people won't do that, that's for them. But anyways, yeah, this topic. So I think this will be, I will suggest if you are in the if you're watching the live stream, feel free to drop compliment or not compliment, but drop questions, compliments as well. I like compliments. But yeah, with that, make sure to follow Tower Gang. We're only available in Odyssey right now. I also check out toplobster.com. You supposed to check it for 10% off. Let's go ahead and get into it. What's up, David?
Howdy, Jose. So if you delve really a lot into like theory for like exercising, is there like an anatomy of the lift, man? Is there one that I should pick up?
I mean, I never got to the point where I would like read full on like thick like books like I do with libertarianism. But I have definitely gone down the rabbit trail of like podcasts and like stuff like that of it. I mean, I don't know if there's one like that off the top of my head. Maybe there is. I can't think of it. Like I was trying to get into the beginning. I like, this is all bro science. So if it's someone's like fucking source or they're like, oh, you're wrong. I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's just something some fucking yoke dude told me once and I took it to heart. And then I kind of probably implemented in my workout and it seemed to work. I mean, who knows? Maybe I was doing something wrong, but over time you take these little bits of information and you kind of build upon them. But you were about to say something.
Oh, no, I wasn't really going to say anything. I guess maybe I'll quickly plug Top Lobster again. I got the shirt on right now. So, hey, Top Lobster rocks, man. He's great.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll give you a chance. Since this episode is a little bit different, I mean, you have your own show, but this episode isn't really going to be that great of an opportunity for you to flout your show or to talk theory or whatever. I'll give you a chance at the beginning to tell it's about who you are, talk about your show, any big guests you've had or maybe ones coming up, and then, yeah, it'll just give people a chance to get acquainted with you as opposed to just a random person who's looking into getting in shape.
All right. Well, I'm a 17-year-old libertarian. I got started before most of them. I made my move from, stupid kid who just believes everything TV tells me to kind of like a paleo conservative who was sick of supporting Trump on everything to reading Murray Rothbard and Patrick Newman, Thoreau Bishop, all those guys, all the Mises Institute guys. I got involved in that stuff. So I'm now an Austrian libertarian, all the fun stuff, all the things that get you all the girls at the parties, but yeah. So I have a podcast. It's called The Road to Providence. No, I'm not from Rhode Island. I'm from Minnesota. I get that joke a lot. But it's a kind of just a libertarian podcast. I don't know. I don't do too much too special. I interview people on Sundays. For like longer form interviews on Fridays, I try to do like a weekly news wrap thing where you kind of go over the news with like a panel of guests, that sort of fun stuff. But yeah, I guess as far as like big guests I've had on, I had Nick Ricada from Ricada Law. He went big for covering the Rittenhouse trial. Like I just looked in today and this morning he was recording the Johnny Depp trial. He was doing live. He had 36,000 viewers at right then. So I have had him on. I've had Reed. I've had yourself on. I've had all the Tower Power Hour guys on. I've had Patrick Newman on. A lot of great guests. I've had Scott Horton on twice. I've had a fun share of guests, and I guess like in the future for guests I'm excited for, I don't know, I think I'll have Dan Smotts on. I'll also probably have Viva Fry, if you know who that is.
The name rings a bell. He's a big journalist, right?
He's a Canadian lawyer, and he went big for like covering live the Canadian trucker protest because he does like a Viva on the Street thing.
That's why I thought he was a journalist. Yeah, that name does ring a bell. Okay, well, you want to get into working out. I guess there's a few different ways we can start with this. There's a, what exactly are you looking to accomplish? Do you have any specific goals, or are you just general health in specific, or what have you? Because this is an open-ended question. People like fitness. Are you trying to be a big powerlifter? Are you trying to fucking wear the Jack Dudes misleading title? oh yeah, baby. No, I'm not as big as I once was. I've gotten a little bit old, and I mean, I still work out regularly. But all right, dude threw me off. What was I saying? basically your goals, because there are all different types of, you know, fitness, if you will. I'm a big proponent of, even if you are like a, and this is a thing that's changed a lot in the like the lifting worlds in the past like couple decades. It used to be people would be like, if you're a bodybuilder, you do specifically the bodybuilding type stuff. If you're a powerlifter, and as time's gone on, it's become more holistic. But I mean, if there's one thing you're trying to focus on, that would be good to know, because the other stuff I'm kind of touching on is a little bit more like advanced theory, if you will. But for now, it's probably best to figure out what you're shooting for and then go for that.
Well, I'm just really just looking for all around health, really, because, you know, I'm not the kind of person who gets out and exercises a lot. I'm more the kind of guy, you know, that sits and reads books. Even as like a little kid, I was the weird kid who sat in the basement drawing for hours. I was that weird kid. I wasn't like running around all hyperactive and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But like, that's the sort of thing that I would love to, I would just like love to actually, you know, become somewhat physically fit. I don't know. Something about like MMA seems almost appealing. I don't know. I just want to have overall health and to better myself and not be like a total scrub and a weakling. I live on a farm, so I get like a little bit of like work stuff that makes me exercise a bit, but overall, I don't know. I'm not generally like the most healthy of person. I'm not like sick a lot of the time. I'm not like super scrawny, but I'm not like a super like health fitness kind of guy.
Yeah. All right. The next question is, and this is a question I'm gonna need you to be brutally honest, and because this is the thing, I think people need to be brutally honest with themselves as well. I want to know, what kind of time and effort are you actually looking to put into working out? And this is in no way a moral judgment, because a lot of people will come to me and they'll ask me like, hey, how do I get into working out? Whatever. And I'll give them like, I'll literally write out a fucking like a fitness, like a routine for them. And they'll be like, oh, cool. And then like, I'll talk to them a month or two later and they're like, oh, I didn't do it. Or I did a little bit and I died off. The best workout routine you can do is the workout routine that you will do, if that makes sense. So if you're someone who's like, all I have is 1 hour a week that I can devote to working out, then all right, cool. That's something you can work with, and that also is something to keep in mind. I also would say too, for you getting into it, I know not to add too much to the question, but I would say starting out, because everyone wants to like be, or a lot of people want to be Billy Badass. When it comes to working out, it's slow and steady wins the race. It's years and years of time and effort put in that it, you know, will get the things you want. So I think what I'm getting at is you shouldn't go too hard when you start out. A lot of people make that mistake. They're going to be like, I'm going to hit the gym, and they hit it super hard. And then they like, absolutely, like I've been guilty of it too. You know, even especially when, if you're someone who gets in a custom of working out super hard, like back in the day when I used to work out like really hard, I'd work out like 5+ days a week. I'd be working out an hour and a half to 2 hours a day because I had nothing else to do. I was just a single dude. And, you know, but then like something happens that disrupts your schedule and you go a month without working out, and then you go back to the gym and you're like, you know what? I'm going to hit it just like I used to. 'Cause you know, your numbers, you know what you usually do. And then you do it. And the next day you feel like absolute shit. You can barely move whatever body part it is because you went too hard. You shocked your body too much. And then it kind of makes it harder to get back into it. So, you know, I guess the second part of that was just be careful when it, whatever we end up talking about here, I would not say go fucking nuts or full bore right off the bat. It's better to do like, you know, exert yourself moderately, and then over time increase how much you're exerting yourself, because you don't realize how much of a tax that puts in your body. But anyways, the point of the question originally was, how much time are you realistically looking to put into it? And there's no moral judgment whatsoever. I mean, I'm you know, if it's 2 times a week for 30 minutes, that's something you can work with. If you're someone who's like, hey, I want to be a fucking Adonis, I'll do 2 hours a day for 5 days a week. It's like, okay, well, if that's legit, then cool. I'll tell you what to fucking do. And with that, but if that's not something you're willing to give up, then, you know, let me know. So yeah, marathon mentality versus sprint. Consistency matters more than motivation, as JC just said. Keep going.
Yeah, so I think part of it is I really want to fix my sleep schedule, because in the mornings, like if I get up at a reasonable time, I have plenty of free time. So I'd like to maybe give it like 30 minutes right away in the morning, you know, go for a jog, do something like that. I don't know. I want to give it 30 minutes like every morning during the week. I'm going away for the summer, so I won't be recording my show and stuff, but I plan to be exercising every morning. because the place where I'll be sleeping is very far from the place where I'll be eating. So I'll get the chance to like jog, and I got to wake up early in the morning anyways, because we got deadlines of when we got to be places. So I want to spend more time doing stuff like that, you know, spend my time in the morning, wake up, you know, care for myself, and then just go. Just exercise until it's time for me to eat breakfast. That's the sort of thing that I'm looking to do.
Okay. So you're looking for 5 days a week, about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that includes cardio as well and everything, or is cardio a something you are not concerned about?
I'll be completely honest, as someone not very informed on the fitness community, what is cardio?
Just any that can be swimming, that can be running, sprinting, rowing, just general like that kind of stuff. Yeah. So
I mean,
I'll be honest. I've been times where I've been really good at cardio, but for the most part of my fitness journey or whatever you want to call it, I've been most of a fuck cardio kind of guy. But that's because I've always been about just being big and strong, and I don't want them to fuck with my gains. And then when I do it's usually sprints or something. So like nothing too crazy, but I mean, there's merit to it depending on what you're going for. So, I mean, if let's be real, you are a smaller guy. I would actually suggest for you probably do sprints, especially if you're working off less time. Sprints are better for, generally speaking, for like if you're for like bodybuilders and stuff like that, you'll usually do that because it's not something that's going to, you know, for lack of a better term, fuck with your gains. You know, if you're running 6 miles and you're also trying to be able to have a super high squat fucking PR, it's gonna probably fuck with you. But all right, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week is what you're willing to work with. Mm-hmm. Okay. What equipment do you have to work with? Do you have any?
Oh man, I don't. I don't have nothing? A lot. Like, sorry, just one second. Yeah, but I don't have a lot of stuff that I could like use really. I know at the place where I'll be spending my summer, they've got some stuff, you know, you can do pull-ups, that sort of thing. Mm. You know, wide open spaces, lots of that. But really that's all I've got to work with.
Okay. All right. I mean, honestly, as much as I hate to say it, so far it's sounding like I would actually probably recommend something like a CrossFit, as gay as CrossFit is, but depending on how you go about it, because CrossFit does have a tendency, depending on what one you go with, they do have a tendency on sometimes really emphasizing form and then throwing it out the window. That's a common thing with it. I like, if you do end up going the CrossFit route, I would just suggest, like I said, not trying to push yourself super hard and focusing on doing motions the correct way. When I first started working out, my stepdad, you know, he was the one who helped me get into it. He fucking legit for like a year wouldn't let me touch any weight that was substantial. It was pretty much just like the bars or body weight movements, because he was like, you need to have the form down pat. You also need to build those mind body like connections. That way you're less likely to hurt yourself when you're older, which is kind of worked out well for me. I mean, my back's a little fucked up. My knees sometimes hurt, but I mean, as much weight as I've lifted, as heavy as I've lifted, I'm kind of surprised I'm not fucked up more, to be honest. And I've worked I've worked manual labor like my entire life, pretty much. So, but a calisthenics-based program with minimal equipment requirements. I mean, that's what JC's saying. That's kind of what fucking I just forgot what CrossFit shit is, kind of, to be honest with you. And the cool thing about CrossFit is a lot of them have, well, there's a period of time where I was doing it, is a lot of them you can just look up online, like workout of the day or whatever, find one you like, and they'll give you one every day. And they're generally speaking, usually pretty stuff that's minimal equipment. And if it does have equipment, it's usually you can figure out something to kind of jerry rig to make it work. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, it's a little bit underwhelming to do that, but I'm trying to think of, because for a 30-minute workout, I mean, I guess I actually right now, most time my workouts are probably only like 30 minutes, but I have a full weight set in my house, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else I'm forgetting. All right, 30 minutes a day, but I mean, your cardio, I'm trying to think cardio-wise, because you say you don't care about it too much. I guess you could probably do like one day a week of sprinting if you to just to do it.
I mean, I didn't say that I don't care about cardio. I really like cardio, like running and that sort of stuff. Like, I enjoy it. I'm the weird person who likes like 5Ks. I would love to do like a marathon someday or something like that, or maybe just a 10K. I don't know. I love running. I love long distance running. I think it's fun. Maybe I'm a masochist for that, but I actually enjoy it. I find it a ton of fun to do long distance running.
Oh, long distance running? Okay.
Long distance, short distance, either way. I don't know. I just like moving my legs.
What kind of background do you have for, have you done any sports or anything? Just curious.
Oh no, I'm not I went to a charter school for the longest time. I didn't have a gym class until like my fourth grade year. So essentially we just had to like recess for an hour every day, which is weird. I don't know. But then I was way behind everyone else when I finally went to like a public school. So I never got the chance to like jump on any sports that I particularly enjoyed. I don't know. The closest thing to a sport I've played is like trap shooting.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's debatably a sport. JC again says CrossFit tries to be well-rounded, but they take the intensity way too high. And that was kind of what I was getting at. If you do end up going the CrossFit route, which like I said, the easiest thing about that is there's all sorts of, you just go online, type in workout of the day or WOD. And you'll be able to find all sorts of sites that have them, and they'll give you one for each day. But like I said, with the intensity, because the common thing what they'll do is they'll have they're very bad for having very complicated, compound movements, which if you're unaware of a compound movement is, a compound movement is like a lift or a movement of some sort that works more than one muscle group, generally speaking. I mean, technically everything works more than one muscle group to some extent. But it really does. Like, for example, squat. There's so many different muscles in your legs that it's activating multiple different things all at once. So, you know, you're using your lower back, you're using your quads, you're using your hamstrings, you're using your calves. Whereas they have exercise things that will isolate just using your quads and stuff like that. So different parts of it. But what happens is CrossFit will typically do like have compound movements and that are, you know, things you kind of really need to, because the thing with compound movements, they can tend to be something that you're more likely to hurt yourself because they're usually more complicated than just a, you know, say with biceps, like this is what a bicep controls, this movement. Now, if you're implementing something more, you get more stuff going on and more likely for injury and stuff. So, but then the problem with CrossFit is a lot of times they'll be like, all right, cool, do clean and jerks and do as many of them as you can in 3 minutes. And it's like, okay, well, you just gave us this thing that is really important to have good form. And then you're like, just do as many as you can. So that's why if you do go that route, don't fall into the trap of, I mean, it's good to be able to be like, cool, I did 30 today. But always keep in mind that, like, be careful, like, and don't sacrifice too much form. I mean, because to some extent, everyone, you know, sacrifices form a little bit when it comes to working out, especially if you're going hard. But one of the best pieces of advice I can tell you going forward for working out in general is listen to your body. Because especially as a younger guy, a lot of us have this, you know, feeling that we're like invincible and nothing will ever fuck us up and we're good and just, you know, go hard as shit. Like I jacked up my elbow. There's certain tricep exercises I still can't do because there was like one time I just was going way too hard and it was hurting like shit. And I was just like, don't be a fucking pussy and just push through it. And I heard a snap and I don't know what I fucked up, but to this day, I still have certain tricep exercises I can't do quite right. But point being, listen to your body because there are different types of pains, because there is something to pushing through the pain. But you should be able to get in touch with your body, understand what is a tendon pain, what is a muscle pain, what is a bone pain. Because it's muscle pain, that's one thing. I mean, and even then, I'm sure there's like excruciating muscle pain that you're like, okay, I'm probably about to rip something. But for the most part, muscle pain, you're good to just push through. Thanks for the $5, JC. So like I said, if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask. Okay, cool. We touch on the... I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you decide you don't want to go the fucking the CrossFit route, which that would be my go-to suggestion for you particularly, given the amount of time. Go ahead.
So I do have a question. Calisthenics or whatever that, however you
pronounce it. Calisthenics, yeah.
Calisthenics. What is that exactly? Because I've heard Kyle use that exact same term before. And I'm not totally familiar. Because remember, I'm pretty much a rookie to this sort of thing.
Yeah, no, feel free to at any point through this ask any questions. Calisthenics. How do I explain it? It's basically it's mostly just like body weight shit. So air squats, push-ups, you know, stuff, sit-ups, stuff like that. And that's going to be, if you do go the CrossFit route, that will be a lot of calisthenics is usually what they do. I mean, also keep in mind, if you do go the CrossFit route, look for certain ones that require minimal equipment, because there are a lot of them, and they will typically be like stuff like push-ups, you know, classic bodyweight type movements, as JC says. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, and honestly, as much as I, you know, shit on CrossFit for a new person, as long as you don't get caught up in the ego, you know, lifting aspect of like, cool, I did 72 in 30 seconds. And you're like, okay, cool. But you just fucked up your back. As long as you don't get caught up in that, it's actually generally pretty good, because it is good about doing movements that, you know, like push, like calisthenics stuff that's, you're less likely to fuck yourself up at a lower level of, I don't know, I guess skill, understanding, whatever in this game. So it's probably a good place to start out. I wouldn't suggest anyone to stay in CrossFit forever, because it's CrossFit. But I don't know, whatever. What was the question again? Or calisthenics? Yeah. my only understanding of calisthenics is what the Japanese business people do in the mornings and shit. No, that's a Tai Chi. I don't know if you consider that calisthenics. I don't know what specifically, at what point it becomes something else. But generally speaking, when people say calisthenics, they mean like push-ups, sit-ups, mostly bodyweight type stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
So I gotta ask, you know, one thing that I do is like, I work with my folks a lot, and I'm constantly like, I have my earbuds in listening to something. Is that useful? Like, is that useful? Is that detrimental at all? Or what should I be doing in regards to like actually like listening to something while I'm trying to do this sort of thing?
I don't know. It depends. I mean, it depends on what you're doing, really. Comes to music, I like to listen to like podcasts or like audiobooks if I go for long runs. But now if I'm doing stuff like sprinting, I like up tempo type shit, you know, maybe it's some sort of poppy type nonsense. If I'm lifting heavy, I like some like hardcore shit. It's really a personal preference. I don't see any reason why there'd be an issue with it. There is something too, especially if you're trying to psych yourself up for like a big lift or something, the music does play a part in manipulating humankind's emotions. So I like to do listen to music or depending on what I'm doing, I'll do something different for each thing, generally speaking. But yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I also do like to go without, cause I feel like sometimes you get a, as silly as this may sound, it's almost like, if you ever get into the pre-workout game, which I mean, I don't know whether, I mean, you don't really have to or not. I mean, I don't know. It definitely is if you do get into pre-workouts, you realize that you are bringing something that's like bringing up your heart rate quite a bit. I mean, it's basically like fucking with energy drinks essentially, but, you are supposed to take breaks so that you're able to kind of naturally, more easily, that way you don't get dulled to it. And so I have that same kind of idea usually when it comes to like listening to music. I'll go through periods where I listen to music and periods when I don't, because I also want to be able to get myself in that natural hype state without having to have a music. But that's just whatever. These are totally just isms. I mean, at the end of the day, just whatever gets you to work out. I mean, even if you aren't even taking the workout seriously, as long as you're doing it, that's something. And if it's music that helps you to do it, that's like... Like I said before, the best workout routine you'll ever do is the workout routine that you actually do. I mean, because if it's not one you're going to stick with, then it's fucking useless. So, yeah. You have any other questions while we're on that?
No.
Yeah. Someone said a $25 pair of gym rings is a great investment. I guess. I don't know. I've never fucked with gym rings. That was never something I got into. Yeah, if you're getting really into calisthenics and like gymnast type stuff, yeah, that's good. Yeah, he was saying push-ups, dips, pull-ups, inverted rows, split squats, Nordic hamstring curls, leg raises, etc. Yeah, those are all great. A few of those are going to be dips. You're going to need like a dip bar. I will say for people out there, I know for you it's not really plausible, but there is not much better in this world than like a legit squat rack in your garage, or like it's, yeah, like a good one, like a good cage type one, not one of those like shitty ones. I know it's an investment, but I don't know. I really cannot think of a better investment I've made in my life than that. I mean, I'm sure I can think of better investments, but it's up there. Definitely having a you know, being able to work out at home, especially when it was all the lockdowns and shit, that was amazing. Everyone else was bitching and moaning, and I was working out like crazy. Do you have any other questions while we're in this portion? I'm trying to think of anything else.
No, man. No,
for
man.
For you, I really would suggest getting a CrossFit. I can look up some sites for you and find some ones that give you good workouts of the day, and I have no problem giving you any sort of suggestions along the way. I mean, we're not going to get the minutia of the different workouts they'll give you. And then, yeah, I mean, I would, especially if you're only working with 30 minutes a day and you want to do it in the morning, I would suggest in maybe sprinkling in some sprints every now and then. You know, because I mean, I'm assuming you live in a farm. There's probably some point you have on your house or on your property that you could run from one spot to the other and, you know, kind of just do sprints, you know, sprint from one spot, take a rest, sprint back, you take a rest. And that's really all it is to it. Oh yeah. Someone said a road bike. I mean, if you really do want to go the cardio route, I would suggest for you. I mean, obviously it's all about your preferences, but I mean, you're obviously, I'm not trying to say this to be mean. You're a little bit of a, you're a smaller girl. You're not fat. I mean, that's definitely not at all. If you were a fat kid, I would probably be like, yeah, go get a row machine or a bike or a cheap, you know, fucking treadmill or go run more or something. For you, I mean, cardio and diet aside from maybe eating more isn't really, something. So if you don't want to cardio, I would suggest sprints at this point. If you start feeling like you start bulking too much and you're getting a little bit tubby, yeah, I mean, sure, fucking start doing a little bit more running, a little more dieting. But if you think of any other questions along the way, let me know. You know, JC says power rack, bad deal, but not affordable for a lot of people, especially for beginners. I forget what the difference is between power rack. Is the power rack the cheap one that's just like the stand-up one? Because those scare me. JC, I mean, maybe you can answer for me. I think the power rack might be the full-on cage squat rack, which those are nice because they usually have pull-up bars on top. I use the pull-up bars on top for dips. I, you know, get myself way up there. But yeah, for you, yeah, I mean, cardio is not really that big of a deal. I mean, it's always good to do cardio. I mean, it is, but for you, I'd definitely say sprints. I guess we can move into diet, and then if you have any other questions about any other stuff while you're at it,
yeah, I'm just concerned about spending money on stuff because, man, I don't work a job that pays a lot very often unless I, like,
I'm a really spend a lot. Too, I know.
No, I don't spend a lot. I don't know. It just depends on how much time I'm able to put in. And, you know, I have to balance a lot in my life right now.
Yeah. Well, everything I've told you so far, I don't believe you'd have to buy anything. But obviously, I did give suggestions. It's always going to be better if you do put in a little bit. But, you know, I mean, you can definitely get a good workout with minimal stuff. And then, yeah, even if you just get like a set of 20-pound dumbbells or 10 or 15, that's something. You know, I'm trying to think of other good ones. You know, usually if you keep an eye on Craigslist, you can sometimes find some good deals for good weight stuff. You know, but. Yeah, it's definitely doable with very little to nothing. And then you can always, you really can. I'm sure there's items around your house for certain things. Like, say, for example, you do end up going the CrossFit route, and say they do one of the days they suggest you to do shoulder presses or military presses or whatever you want to call them. And they say with dumbbells or something. And it's like, well, I'm sure you can find something around your house of two items that are equally the same weight. That you can pick up and put down, you know, like I don't know. You can always jerry rig something. People get yoked in prison, even in places where they don't really have like the proper, you know, shit. Junkie Jeff says buy a bag of coal or compost. Like that's not even playing. You can use stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure being a farm, you have things like that you can use. And a lot of the great thing about farm equipment and stuff is a lot of it will be great for, building up like accessory muscles and stuff, like say like a sandbag. If you're doing sandbag walks or something, you're going to really build up your hands in a different way than a normal bodybuilder or something would that's strictly using dumbbells and doesn't have to, adapt a little bit differently, if that makes sense.
So. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just don't know how much money I'd be able to invest. I got to fix up my car a bit. I gotta get some shoes because you know what? My actual shoes kind of like broke. Because of how much I used them, so I gotta get some nice shoes, so I'm not doing all my work in boots. Because I don't think that'd be very good.
I mean, like I said so far, well, you don't have any shoes whatsoever, so no sprints for now, huh?
I don't know, man. I just don't have like any tennis shoes. I got myself some like work boots that I'm working off of right now. Cause like I had some tennis shoes, like some Van things, and they just like the bottom fell out on one of them. So that's not really an option.
Well, I mean, if you can always go barefoot, honestly, I mean, if you good. Obviously that'll be an issue for sprints, but pretty much damn near every exercise, I mean, really, they've actually, from what I've seen, most of the time, barefoot superior is like, say, when it comes to deadlifts or squats, they say it's better. I never liked doing it. I've done it occasionally, but not much. They say it's better, but I don't know. If you ever do get fancy when it comes to like the best lifting shoes are Converses or wrestling shoes. Those are the best ones, hands down. Wrestling shoes are the best. Converses for the price are the best. So, because wrestling shoes are expensive as fuck, but Converses you can usually get for like 30, 40 bucks, maybe like Chuck Taylors, the high tops, you know, those are if you do want to get another pair specifically just for working out, those are the good ones because they're flat footed. So they're good for.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Stuff like you know, with squats, deadlifts, so you're kind of flat on the ground. I think anything else. Yeah, like I said, be innovative, you know, with the stuff around your place, you can make it happen. By the way, if you don't find any CrossFit ones, I can still send you a thing of stuff to do. I could just make you a split based off of body weight type exercises. You know, maybe do like a 3-day split for now. I know you said you want to do 5 off the bat, but yeah. I would actually suggest initially starting out, do 3, then maybe build up to 4 and then build up to 5, kind of test yourself out, you know, week by week, see what you're willing to do. And like I said, I can send you a, you know, a workout thing. I mean, you know, I'm not going to like completely devise it right now, but, I'd probably have one day where you did, you know, probably, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, and another day where you did like leg stuff. I'm trying to think of a third one I can think of off the top of my head. It's kind of hard when I'm limited on exercises because of equipment and stuff. But all right, let's move into diet. Like I said, at any point in time, you have any other questions, and if anyone in the chat has any questions they want to ask, feel free to let me know. But diet, are you really trying to put on size? Are you trying to? I mean, I doubt you're trying to get smaller. Are you trying to maintain? Do you not care?
Dude, I weigh like 125.
Okay.
And I'm like 5'6", 5'7". I'm a shorter guy. But I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to gain more like muscle weight more than anything. I'm not I don't know. That's the goal here. So it's more healthy. I don't know how much of what I got right now is like fat as compared to like actual muscle right now. But I'm a scrawny dude. So I don't
you
know.
Have, like I'm no not... fat dog.
I don't know, man. But like that, I don't know, like the diet thing is something I really want to work on because like, you know, seeing like, you know, food shortages, that sort of stuff. Like I want to grow my own food. Like I want to grow my own food and do that stuff. I want to eat more healthy because some of the stuff in the food, it can mess you up. So I'm trying to do better. I can't stop myself from occasionally stopping at McDonald's to get myself a large Coke. But I don't
honestly,
know.
For you, if you're going to be working out hard, I know it sounds awful. I mean, obviously, if it is a matter of whether if you're given 2 plates, if and one is McDonald's and it's 600 calories, or you have another plate that's a steak and white rice or mashed potatoes or something and it's fucking 600 calories as well, obviously the steak and mashed potatoes or whatever is going to be preferable. But at the end of the day, at your size and if you're working out, kind of doesn't matter. You're just trying to put on size. Obviously, it's better. You want to eat. You're going to want to eat more sources of protein. You're going to want someone said eat less carbs. I actually would not suggest that right now. Like carbs is not something I think you would actually really want to be too concerned about. If you know, as a smaller guy who's not really I mean, it's you putting on size isn't really like, I mean, a lot of the old school advice from a lot of like powerlifters and bodybuilders for somebody, you know, not bad. A lot for people of like your age, your size, just getting into working out, trying to put on muscle. A lot of them will tell you fucking it's called go mad, gallon of milk a day. That is a way, because you want more calories and you want things with protein, you want things with you do kind of want the carbs if you're trying to put on size. You know, like obviously it's always gonna be better to have less processed foods, but at the end of the day, you know, especially I'm sure you have a crazy metabolism, you just want to be shoveling that shit into your fucking face. Obviously, this is something you need to keep in mind. It's a mindset flip. When you get into like working out, like when you really get into working out and shit like that, and you also apply the diet, like obviously you don't want to create that habit of just being like, I eat like shit and eat everything, because you're going to get older and you're going to, if you keep that mindset. But now the difference is bodybuilders, powerlifters, they will get into the point to where they're so about their shit that they don't see food as like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, that's yummy food. They see that as like nutrients. And so
that sounds like a terrible way to live your life, to be completely honest.
I mean, it I don't know. I mean, when I was really big into it, and like, obviously, yeah, you splurge a little bit, but it's, I don't know. It's kind of, you get in a routine. It's, I mean, I don't know. Especially that testosterone's high, you're feeling fucking sexy. Like, I don't know. Like, it's worth it. But
so, Jose, can I walk you through kind of like how I eat right now?
Sure, go for it.
Yeah, like right now, I really don't eat breakfast. Like, I think it's my sleep schedule. Yeah, probably. But like, my sleep schedule is so messed up that I'll wake up like 30 minutes before I gotta go, and then I gotta run outside, deal with animal stuff, you know, because I gotta take care of animals in the morning, and then I don't eat until like 11:35 ish or something like that, like 11:30, because that's usually when lunch happens at my school, and then like at night then I just eat something that my mom whips up, you know. Usually it's good food, because you know my mom's not feeding us garbage.
Yes, no, the typical, you sound to be have what the typical American and not even the typical unhealthy American, the typical like semi-healthy American usually will have a small breakfast or skip breakfast. And I'll be honest, I kind of fall into this sometimes, but I'm not really like getting crazy about working out like I used to. Maybe when I get into a spot where I have more time on my hands, I'll probably get back into that again. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm always working out to some extent, but I'm not, maybe not as crazy about as others. But it seems to be you have the normal American diet of small breakfast or no breakfast, and then you probably have a decent sized lunch, and then you probably have a pretty large dinner. That's what most people have. And one of the best pieces of advice I ever heard when it comes to like, you know, how to eat for working out is the exact opposite. The saying is have breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and then dinner like a princess. Now for you want to have you want to get some bigger, you want to have fucking breakfast like a king, you want to have second breakfast like a king, you want to have lunch like a king, you want to have second lunch like a king, you want to have dinner like a king, and you want to have maybe ease up a little bit in the second dinner. But
I didn't think you knew about second breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Good Lord of the Rings reference. But yes, you need to be one of the keys, I actually like, people have different, when it comes to diet, people have different mentalities. And it really, just like with working out, diet is the best diet is the diet you'll do. And if anything, looking at it as a diet, it's usually kind of the wrong way to do it. Even if you are only doing it temporarily, like look, it's better almost like you're like, this is what I do now. Like not so much as a diet. But some people prefer, and I've never really fucked with it, but a lot of people like to do like the what is it called? Fast. Oh, is it when you eat like once a day? There's a term for it. I'm forgetting.
Yeah,
it.
There's fasting.
Like yeah, there's a term for it though. But yes, I never like that. I prefer not to be fucking hungry, but I mean, I don't know. I've heard people swear up and down with it. At the end of the day, what really matters is the calories. So if it's all in one, whether you're trying to lose weight or gain weight, that's what matters the most. Obviously, secondary is like what kind of
intermittent fasting. Yeah.
The secondary part is obviously what kind of calories you're getting. But at the end of the day, if you're trying to gain weight, you want more calories. You're trying to lose weight, you want less calories. Now, everything else is just details. You know, like obviously, if you want to put on muscle, you're going to want more protein. If you want more energy, you're going to want more carbs. you know, whatever. But how I always did it, personally, how I like to do it. So now if you're someone who's like, I could eat one or two giant meals a day and get all my caloric needs that I want. Sure, that's your thing. That was never for me. I was more of a 6 to 8 meals a day kind of guy. And this is whether I was trying to get lean. And this is whether I was trying to get big. Because I've also, like, while I have been bigger, like, I've also been really small and really ripped as well. Because, like, I used to cut weight for wrestling. I used to cut weight for body, for powerlifting. Like, I've done all sorts of stuff like that. So I've been to the point where I've been counting every single calorie, trying to lose weight, but also while trying to maintain my muscle. But then I've also done the opposite, where you're trying to put on it. And I personally have found it more beneficial to have more frequent meals, and like, it makes it easier to kind of, it becomes more routine. It also makes it so you're not hungry. And it's great for if you're trying to lean out, which I know that's not a thing for you. If you're trying to lean out, it is really great if you're only having small, you know, healthy meals with just what you need. Instead of being like a fat ass and be like, oh shit, I want to eat this. It makes you slip up a lot less when you're like, all I gotta do is wait like an hour and a half or an hour, and you know, I have my next little snack or whatever. But and then if you're trying to put on size, the other option, the other problem is, because I'm 5'5", 220 pounds. I oscillate between like 200 and 220. You know, and I forgot my point. I remember what I was gonna add, but I used to be a smaller, I used to be this height, and I was in high school. I've been pretty much this height since I was like in middle school, and I was like 130 pounds. And this was actually when I was big into powerlifting stuff too. I still had a lot of muscle. I was 130 pounds, and putting on size was hard for me, but like, because it is hard just to shovel that shit in you. But if you do the frequent meals thing and you're just kind of shovel, it makes it easier than just trying to like expand your stomach in like one or two fucking sittings personally. But yeah, I would suggest eating more of it. Obviously, you know, if you have a choice between, you know, 500 calories of shit or 500 calories of fucking, you know, quality stuff, take the quality stuff. But at the end of the day, I would suggest for you, just be putting the shit in, as long as you're putting the work. If you're at a point where you're like kind of getting lazy about working out or whatever, or not consistently working out, then yeah, you're just, if you're just eating, you know, you're just going to get fat. So like, cause your body, I mean, as you being younger and you being, if you are consistently working out every day, especially being a newbie, you will fucking, you'll put on muscle pretty quick, pretty, you know, not a lot, not like anything crazy, but like newbie gains is a thing. You'll notice a lot of strength gain and a lot of size gain pretty soon, but don't let that fool you, because like I said earlier, consistency is key. One thing I would suggest for you getting to working out is, instead of having big lofty goals, have small goals. And this is really something that I think applies to life too. Have small goals instead of being like, to put it in terms of podcasting, I've not to say I'm like a big time or anything. I'm not, but I've had Dave Smith on my show 3 times now. If you had told me that when I started podcasting.
Way to brag, Jose. Damn.
Yep. I don't know why the fuck he did it anyways. I mean, there's bigger shows that haven't either. I don't know why. My point being is, it wasn't like I started podcasting and was like I'm going to get the big dog now or whatever, like on my show. Like, if anything, it was just like slow, steady, little by little. I was like, you know, if anything, I was more like, what? Here's this topic, and I'd like to fucking, you know what? I want to have a conversation about this. And that was my little goal. When it comes to working out, it makes it easier, because it is like, it'll be like one day, like, oh, I was only able to do 3 sets of 25 push-ups today. You know, like, or my last set, I was only able to do 15. Man, I suck. But, you know, and if you have small goals of like, you know what? It'll be really cool if in your head you're like, you know, it'd be really fucking cool when I get to 3 sets of 30. Then you get to 3 sets of 30, you're like, cool. That doesn't mean that you then are like, well, you know what? I'm done. But then you're like, you know, maybe 3 sets of 40 now. Let's work towards that or whatever. And I know it sounds stupid, but it is a thing that a lot of people do burn out from, like, working out and stuff, because people have this idea that you're going to start working out and just get, like, ripped or big and strong or whatever. And it's like, dude, you have to put in the time. Like, it doesn't just happen. And if you are like, if you are like starting to work out and you're like, I want to put on 30 pounds of muscle or whatever. And you're like, well, okay. Well, I mean, you're setting on a big lofty goal for yourself that you're not going to hit for a while. And it makes you more likely to kind of flounder and not do it over time. Set easy and long-term goals. Yeah, no, that's another thing I meant to add to this. It's good to have the long-term goals, but kind of temper them with short-term goals. The long-term goals are more like, oh, that'd be cool if I did that. Whereas the short-term goals is like, I'm going to fucking do this. I'm going to bench 185 or whatever the short-term goal is. And, you know, something that's attainable, within reach, not too within reach, because you want to have something to kind of push yourself towards. And then, yeah, it's good to also have those big lofty goals, but you need to have both. And really, if anything, the short-term goals, I think, are more important than the long-term goals. I do think it's good to have both. Mm-hmm. So we're touching diet, touching cardio. Sounds like for you, cardio, probably like once or twice a week, probably do some sprints. Touch on push-ups, or not push-ups, but on the lifting aspect of it. Like I said, I can send you some stuff. I'll look for a good site for like a daily workout type thing. I'm trying to think, is there any other questions you have or anybody in the chat? Poyo did say good habits now is so important before you get our age. That's true. It's super true. I make fun of my daughters all the time because she eats fucking pasta and bread all the time. I'm like, you're going to be a fat fuck when you get older. And she's like super skinny right now. And one of my sisters, the same exact thing all through as a kid. She was always skinny kid. And then she just was always eating pasta and bread. And that was how she liked to eat.
Pasta and bread, man. Don't say that to me, man.
Eating a shitload of carbs and a shitload of calories all of the time. Never was one to get into working out. And I'm like, with your lifestyle, you're going to be fat. And, you know, like, it's what happens. Do your muscle moves faster than your joints? Poyo says your muscle moves faster than your joints and connecting tissue. Be easy and consistent, and your joints can handle load. He's definitely, that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's like I said, it's super important to set good habits from the beginning. I would suggest whatever you end up doing, if you like, the great thing today is we live in the world where you have the internet. So let's say, for example, you do the workout of the day, the CrossFit thing. You find a site you like, and it has this exercise, and you don't know what it is. Google it. Look it up. I guarantee you can find some fucking YouTube tutorial of someone being like, this is the correct way to do it. And then from there, be like, this is how I'm going to do it. And I'm not at all a form Nazi in any way, shape, or form. There are a lot of people who are really annoying. Be like, oh, you swung your back a little bit there in that curl. And they're like, everyone knows to some extent a lot of times your last couple reps is a lot of times you'll cheat a little bit. That's just kind of how it works. But you do want to kind of temper that without not going crazy. All right.
I want to know who JC is, because I got to throw that guy a follow on Twitter, but he hasn't ever responded to any of my messages asking him what his Twitter handle is in one of these live chats.
I have no idea. I've seen him in here. No, he's good stuff. All right. Trying to think of anything I didn't really hit on in relation to starting to work out. I don't know. If any questions you have, let me know. Like, so the chat as well.
I don't know. I want to touch on kind of like a little bit of Junkie Jeff's his little comment there about the whole Jordan Peterson clean your room thing. Yeah, I think that's why I really want to get into stuff. I want to improve myself and do better, you know, like go to church and, you know, fix my life up a bit, you know, be who I want to be in my life, you know, improve myself, because you know what? None of the people that you see on in the Liberty space who you like make fun of, and you know, like Archie Flowers, they're not the kind of people who are actually putting in the work to improve their lives. And so I want to do better for myself, and I want to actually take in the work and improve myself. You know, I'm kind of the person who will be like, improve yourself before you like get involved in politics sort of thing, you know, kind of like what Mark Claire was touching on. But then I don't do it myself. And I want to actually be someone who's actually following through on that, you know, exercising, eating healthy, having good habits, that sort of thing. That's kind of what I want to work on.
No, for sure. Yeah, that's definitely the best way to look at it, in my opinion. And I do think there is something too. Like I had Travis and Clint. I'm sure you know Travis, confirmed Linklet on
Twitter. Yeah.
And then, obviously Clint. I had them on forever ago. We did an episode on, you know, the importance of lifting. And there is something too. I just think just being a man in general, I think there's something to, I'm not saying everyone needs to be ripped or, you know, or whatever, but there is something too where I think we just, as humans, we can recognize healthy specimens and we kind of subconsciously grant them certain levels of respect simply for that. And there is something to that. I think that is a important component of man, is being a man, in that, even in the physical sense. And I'm not saying everyone needs to be ripped, but there are different body types. Generally speaking, people can kind of, it's like the real identifies real. You can have different body types and still be able to look at someone and be like, yo, that dude, like, whether he's 140 pounds and wiry and you can just tell by his body type, he's like some sort of fighter type build, body build, or build. Or if you look at a guy that's 270 and is like 5 or 6 foot 9 and is built like an O lineman, you still recognize like that's a different type of man, but that is also an impressive specimen as well. Like that guy could thrash me. Like there's something to that. There's different types of fit. They're all over the place, but there's something to that. Someone said, asked me my thoughts on the carnivore diet. I never really dive deep in the carnivore diet, but
I love the idea of it. You know, I'm a guy who loves meat. Like I can't listen to Adam Kokesh talk about the vegan stuff. I love the carnivore diet, but it actually sounds like really healthy and really good for people with like immune system disorders. You know, I heard like Jordan Peterson was doing it. His daughter is doing it. She's got a lot of immune system issues, that sort of stuff. It actually sounds really useful for people like that. It sounds expensive though. So yeah, if you're going to do it, raise your own animals.
Yeah, I always wanted to try it, but it was just like the logistics of it and the price, and it was hard. It's hard enough when you're trying to like eat healthy normally, but when you're trying to go like nuts with like something like carnivore diet, then having to like cook meat for every single meal and then have like enough. I know that just be a whole nightmare. I am nowhere near. I'm just some dude who's listened to a shitload of podcasts on the subject way back when, mostly like Rogan stuff. I mean, from the basic gist I get is the carnivore diet is better than, it seems to me, is better than veganism, probably better than vegetarianism, or being a vegetarian, in my opinion. Honestly, I think veganism is fucking retarded, honestly. Vegetarian, I can get down with for certain reasons. What one thing that really irks me about vegans is ones who do it for moral reasons, because it's like, why? Like, I mean, like, because my wife has someone at her work that I think does that, and it's for moral reasons, and it's like, okay, but like, would they be against having eggs from a farm or something? And they're like, yeah, they would. Like, for moral reasons, yeah. I mean, I get functionally being a vegan for moral reasons, because if you do buy like eggs or milk from the grocery store, there's a good chance that it's just some mega farm and they treat their animals like shit. I can get that. But now if you're like, if there's someone like, hey, here's my milk and my eggs I procured for you from my farm. They're like, no, I can't do that. It's immoral. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So I can kind of get down with it for moral reasons. You know, like I understand the idea of like not wanting to kill animals, whatever. I mean, I'm sorry. I need the fucking meat.
I just don't care. I don't care enough to make the moral argument. I don't think they're people. I don't necessarily think like the non-aggression principle applies to them. I don't know, man. If God didn't want us to kill him, why'd he make him with man out of meat?
Yeah.
Pretty simple. You know, I want a PETA shirt, you know, people eating tasty animals. My grandpa's got one. I love that shirt.
Yeah. And that's why I eat people. They're made of meat too. So, but yeah, if you're vegan. Okay. The point I was getting at with the carnivore diet, I don't know so far as health-wise, like I don't really know enough about what vitamins we receive. Like maybe, and I don't know enough about lifestyle, maybe carnivore people do supplement like kind of like vegans do with certain fucking things. But supposedly, I guess from some little bits I recall, a lot of them say they don't even do that. I don't know. If I had to guess, I feel like it's probably you must be missing out on some sort of vitamins over the long term.
At Kokesh himself. Yeah. Like his face looks all sunken and like kind of yellowish. That doesn't look healthy, man. Like you're definitely missing something there when you're not eating meat.
Well, no, I was saying the opposite with meat. Just eating meat.
I feel like it's also the same for veganism.
Yeah, but I don't know. I could be completely wrong. Because the problem with the carnivore diet, it's so fucking fringe. It was all like it's super hard to find much on it. You know, but yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else. Yeah, I mean, so far as fucking that goes, I don't really have much to say about carnivore diet. I mean, my instincts are it's probably pretty cool. I always wanted to try it, you know, just to try it out to see how I felt, you know, stuff like that. But I have no idea. By the way,
JC, drop your Twitter in the chat. Seriously, man, I've been bothering you about it. Do it, you coward. I don't know.
So I went keto to control my diabetes and ended up accidentally vegetarian because eggs and cheese give me enough protein. Oh, I get what he's saying.
Okay, you know, my dad actually went on keto. My mom and dad went on keto for a while. They lost quite a bit of good weight off of it. And it's like, it's just keeping on it. That was a really bland diet. And it doesn't sound fun at all.
Oh, dude, I liked keto. The keto was like, kind of like carnivore diet light for me, because it was just like a shitload of meat and bacon, and then like I don't know, I loved it. It was very expensive, but you know, keeping up with the but yeah, no, I liked it. I thought I felt great, you know, when I was on it too. It also was great because it cut out sugar. A lot of these diets, like even then, like you'll see a lot of statistics on like veganism or vegetarians, you know, being more healthy than normal people. And there is some truth to that, because the thing is they're like elimination diets. So you cut out a lot of bullshit that normal people eat, and that just kind of naturally has a byproduct. It also is typically people who eat like that are usually going to be a little bit more health conscious. So that's why it does get hard when you compare them, because a lot of people will be like, well, look, you know, whenever you're playing with statistics, as we've learned from the past couple of years from COVID, you can say anything. So I almost in some regards take more value from the anecdotal in a lot of ways than I do from the statistics, because they can get weird, especially when it comes to diet stuff. It's so hard to do diet research. That was one big takeaway I got from like listening to Joe Rogan for years, is he would always go on about diet and how it's borderline impossible to do research studies on, you know, actual legit good research on the differences between diets. Because like, for one, how do you control someone's diet that well to that degree to have a good statistical breakdown of it? Like, and most of it comes from surveys and stuff like that. And it's like, I could barely tell you shit I've had for the past week. And obviously I'm probably going to grade myself a little bit more favorably than what I actually do if I'm just being asked to recall on the spot. You know, like most people aren't going to admit like, oh yeah, I got stoned and ate half a cake on Thursday. Like, you know, like people don't recall that, you know, like it's just not how people operate, but. Yeah,
man, I totally agree.
Yeah, well, all right. I think unless there's anything else you guys have or you have any other questions, I think we touched most of it. I can try to look around for more resources for to get you a more of a daily routine type thing, or you know, you definitely follow up with me. But yeah, so strength training. It looks like what we said is you should. Sounds like you should do some sort of CrossFit thing, more of like calisthenics type thing. I can find stuff for you. Cardio, I would suggest like one sprints once or twice a week. Diet, eat a fuckload because you need to put on some size. Once you start, if you ever get to the point where you're like, shit, I'm getting kind of fat, which anything I'm guessing about your body type, you're going to have the exact opposite issue. People that are built like you are going to be like, oh, I'm trying to put on weight and I don't know why I can't put on weight. And you know why you can't put on weight? Because you're not eating enough. That's why. but yeah, typically skinny people say that shit because they'll eat like one or two large meals and think they ate a ton and then not realize that like, okay, yeah, but later in the day you didn't eat at all. But anyways, diet, eat a lot. If you start getting fat, you know, get with me and we can talk about that. I don't think you're anywhere near that. I don't think you're going to have that issue. Just train hard and fucking eat a lot. Obviously try to eat clean, you know, try to eat clean. But at the end of the day, if it's a matter of not having calories or eating that Big Mac, eat that Big Mac. I'll say it. I don't care. But now if you're trying to get cut down, then that's a different story. But yeah, with that, if you want to drop your plugs, you can drop them now.
I guess like Real David B. Jr. JR, not the full word spelled out. You can follow me there on Twitter. That's all I really care about. You know, I guess I'm on Gavin Mines. I don't really care about those either. I got a Substack. I don't know. That doesn't really matter that much. It's in my link tree on my Twitter bio. But my show is The Road to Providence. You find that on YouTube and Odyssey. I'm not on like any of the fancy podcatcher things or whatever that you guys are on yet. But I do my Friday show. I do my Sunday special. This Sunday, I should be doing a live one with Alex Stein. Then And then I plan to have Viva Fry on in the future. I had Nick Ricade on just before, well, just last week. It was a great one. Talked for 2 hours about like all sorts of law stuff and stuff like that. But yeah, otherwise, I got some fun content, I guess. I plan to keep everything posted up by like Twitter of like what I'm doing this summer while I'm planning to do more of the exercise stuff. I don't know. That's what I got.
Yeah. JC said tracking calories is a good way of learning about food literacy. After a few months, you're able to just eyeball it. Yeah, no, it's definitely true. JC, drop your fucking hat and we'll all go follow you. But no, it's definitely true. Probably one of the best things I learned from diet was the period of time where I was really tracking. Because there was a period of time where I was really trying to cut weight for a lifting meet. So because I really, really want to set a certain record. So I need to lose like 20 to 30-ish pounds in a given amount of time and not lose a whole lot of strength in the process. So, and I had limited time and I legit was counting calories every time. By the way, just fun fact for those who do count calories or looking to get into it, I guess you so much wouldn't, David, but just for those who know, it takes 3,500 calories to gain or lose. Roughly speaking, this is all just, you know, this is not perfect math. Roughly 3,500 calories to gain or lose weight, you know, or gain or lose a pound. If you're trying to gain a pound, you need an extra 3,500 calories, lose 3,500. And it's so, and they say a healthy gain or lose within a week, roughly, is about 2 pounds. So if you are counting your calories, if you're trying to lose, you know, 2 pounds a week, and you're going to want to have a 1,000 pound deficit every single, or 1,000 calorie deficit for every day. If you're going to gain 2 pounds a week, you want to have an additional 1,000 calories each day. So if you're trying to count, mm-hmm. just for those yeah. who do get that, you're not, but just for those listening, food literacy, yeah. And with that, this is No Way Jose show. You're just on YouTube, all the major audio podcaster cutchers, Odyssey, and you can follow me at Twitter at 2020 No Way Jose. Patreon.com, just No Way Jose 2020. If you want to give me money, like, share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. See if there's any good chats before I bounce. All right, yeah,
JC's doing a good job of creating Twitter demand, creating demand around his tweeter, keeping supply low.
It's Reset Wars. So at Reset Wars, go follow JC on Twitter. He's been good at contributing. All right. With that, yeah, we're gonna bounce. You know, guys, just eat a lot and get yoked. That's the
That's JC. Now yeah. I see it. I've seen him liking some of my tweets. I didn't realize that was him. All right,
yeah, I know who that is. All right, man, yeah. I'll let you go. I would say, oh, thanks for the $10, Larry. You did make me look. I would suggest though, getting podcatchers, David. You need to do it. That's where I get most of my views or downloads from there. So.
Hey.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll let you go. Thank you guys for coming to the stream. I hope to see you guys at a later one. And with that, we are out.
Peace.
Oh, fuck. Come on.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.